Jesus told Peter he would give him the keys to the kingdom. In the physical body, it is the cerebrum of the brain, the organ corresponding to the spiritual quality of faith, that contains the key units and structures which monitor, direct, and regulate all other systems. It is like a central computer station wherein are located the computer programs for controlling each of the other organs and glands. As such, the cerebrum is the rock, the central foundation, the key structure in the kingdom of the physical body. The term brain is used generally to describe all the structures housed within the protective confines of the bony skull and the three layers of tissue called the meninges. The cerebrum is the uppermost structure in this area and consists of two hemispheres, right and left. Most anatomists divide the cerebrum into four lobes: frontal, parietal, temporal, and occipital. The cerebrum weighs about 1.5 pounds and contains an estimated 10 billion to 20 billion cells. Other structures included when using the term brain are thalamus, hypothalamus, medulla oblongata, and pituitary gland. These correspond to other spiritual characteristics and will be discussed later in this segment. Ministry. Each cerebral hemisphere is composed of many raised ridges, known as convolutions or gyri. I might have butchered that. It's been a while since I've been in massage school. Which increases the total area of the cerebrum. Between the ridges are valleys called sulci. The outer layers of the cerebrum is composed of approximately 6 layers of cells. Since they appear gray in color, these cells give the cerebrum one of its common names, the gray matter. These cells and their connecting nerve fibers form the structural components of this marvelous computer, which is smaller yet more complex and efficient than any computer presently known to man. A minimum of 144,000 cells or centers within the cerebrum must be transformed, cleansed, and uplifted as part of anchoring the light body. These 144,000 centers are the minimum number needed for controlling the other cerebral centers and therefore for regulating the other 11 systems programmed in the cerebrum. As these centers are stimulated by the Christ self within and those in etheric and celestial realms, the spiritual student must uplift and transmute his faith characteristic. This is a long and gradual process, not something that takes place in one or two steps or in a sudden opening of the crown chakra. Each time the cerebral centers are activated spiritually, old levels and degrees of faith are cleansed and released, while new levels of faith are realized in meditation, contemplation, and self-analysis, and then are anchored firmly in one's consciousness. You are listening to Jeanette Brush. Om Ministries, I Am Consciousness. Claim your power, change your world. I love you.